Yo, what's good? This is Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm out of breath. I just ran through a blizzard to be here with my family. Very thankful to be here. Oh. We made it. That's the most important thing. Shout out to everybody out there who made it to the show as well, in physical form and in spirit. Whew. We're going to roll on with the show, as we always do. I rebuke you, Satan, and just us, his mighty name, for all that you do. Oh, it's a special show, as it always is. I can feel our brothers and sisters out there. We're going to get some calls coming in. They've been waiting to be heard, and they're going to get their chance, because the Holy Spirit will make sure they get through. We have a lot to talk about today. As the show goes on, we will get there. We got Baby Justice here in the house. What's good, Justice?
What's good?
How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for coming to the show.
You're welcome.
How did you like running in the blizzard?
I would say it's not fun.
We were suffering. Running, noses running, like Snotty Nose Res Kids in the house. Shout out to Snotty Nose Res Kids, yo. Anything on your heart, Justice?
Not really.
Well, I'm thankful that you grace us with your presence. You know, it's very important. I told you before that you need to come on the show because we need to hear from the youth. You guys are our future. And we know you guys know a lot. And oftentimes you guys have the answers. So we always need to hear what's going on in your hearts. Anything you want for the community? To make a better community for you and your friends?
Maybe the crime ratings go down and expenses on foods and stuff.
That's a great answer. How old are you?
9 years old.
Exactly. So the problems, the solutions are that easy to see for our little ones. They know. They want things to be cheaper. They want to go to the candy store and buy toys and candy, not noodles and food to survive off of, which they often do. Justice, what do you and your friends spend money on?
Noodles and chips, like drinks. And if we have enough money, maybe like one chocolate bar or something.
That's heartbreaking to hear. And even though I feed you and we have food at home, you're still buy noodles with you and your friends. It's like a little survival thing they do together.
Just, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though we got food, they're like, nah, we're going to go make sure we got our own food to make sure we're good.
Exactly.
What does the community need?
Community needs love, friendship, and we need to work together to make the world better.
Is that possible?
If we all got together and we tried our best, yes, it would.
Ooh, I love that. Okay, you bringing my blood back up. That's what's up. So finally, we're into the show now. The spirit simmered down and rambling up. We have so much to talk to. My partner's here as well. I love you, baby. But yo, check it out. We got some things we have to go through. Our condolences go to Dakota Spence, our Skabe for Main Street project. He recently passed away. There's a sacred fire tonight. There was yesterday. I'll throw the address up once I pull it up. Yo, our condolences to him and his family. We love you and we're sorry. May you rest in peace and may you be with the ancestors and the angels. May we all walk together, brother. I never got a chance to meet you, but you're our Skabe family for life. We're a spiritual family. You worked at Mean Street Project in the detox. Our condolences, brother. We'll speak more on it as time goes on. And my heart goes out to everybody. Your family, you. All I can do is say sorry. Now, we had a jail call coming in. We'll let that come back in. Justice, I have a deep question to ask you. I never asked really youth any of this, but I want to know. Do you think men and boys get enough support in the community or support in the community? Like, what is it from your perspective? What do you think? I want to know. What do you honestly think?
I want us to think that... that's a tough question to answer.
It's just from what you see, what you think, and if you don't have anything to say, it's all good, too.
I mean, I see a lot of men on the streets begging for, like, money and food. And there's also some that, like, are living good and have food on the table.
Okay, speak in the mic.
Yeah. And then, so, I just want, like, everyone to be happy and live a good life.
Uh-huh.
And have food on the table every night. But I know some people don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Every night.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good thing to have. Even if you don't have that, it's good to keep on living.
Mm-hmm. You know, you hit it right on the knob. There's seems to be way more brothers, boys and men on the streets without support. I asked you that because the reality is our brothers do not get the support they need across the board in every element, every angle, every perspective. Our brothers need support. The men and the boys, they're suffering. When is it going to be enough? I'm all for women's rights, but I'm against what this movement of feminism is stating. And to each his own. I'm for our men to be the way they are. I'm for our men to be supported, to be heard. Our men have been taught a lot of wrong things. You're not weak to cry. There are sometimes men have to let it out. They're stoic, they're strong, they're hunters, they're providers. That's what they are for us. Everybody else can choose how they want their men to be for them. When we are trying to preserve what our men mean to us, they are everything to us in our homes. This has been a plot and a government designed for a very long time to take the men out of our homes. And every woman knows it. The government, welfare, the housing, whoever, and their mama. They always told us, they told me myself when I had my son when I was little, kick your man out and we'll give you a check. That's the number one thing they say. Because our men aren't allowed to be in our homes, so the government replaces our men. So what, the government's our man? And then our men are left on the streets without their families, without a man having his family, they're brokenhearted. That's the worst thing you can do to a man. Is threaten him and with his family. And that's what the government did. The government put our brothers and our men in this situation. Never make that mistake that they didn't. And we're all products of it. And a lot of our sisters have failed our brothers. It's a consistent thing about you Jezebels out there. And us real women, we know about you. You're not allowed in the real woman clique. And every time we come along, you guys, we pass you along. You know, we pray for you. We pray for the people that you're trying to hurt. And we try and protect the area from where you're at if we're in that element and we shush you away. If you've been shushed away, you're probably a Jezebel. And so our brothers, men and the boys, doesn't matter their age, they're suffering out here. When you threaten a man's way of life and you threaten a man's family, you're taking everything from them. And these men are so strong that they're still surviving, like Justice said, even if you have nothing, you got to push on. And they're doing that. But it's a time now where we have to now stand up for our brothers, for our men, for our sons, for whoever else. If they're a male, we need to stand up for them. Yo, shout out to our two-spirited. We love y'all. No disrespect. Our brothers, our men are suffering while you women stomp on them. Now, it's not all women, but a long time I've seen it's a lot of women. Goes vice versa. Don't get it twisted, colonizers. I heard you. And yeah. It's not just them. No, we're not talking about that, but we're talking about the brothers now. We know our sisters get abused. We talk about that all the time, but there's a time and place for that too. We need to acknowledge our brothers hurting and suffering. There's too many brothers. I often now counsel more brothers than I do females. I always dealt with the females and the sisters and working with them, and now Father God tilted me and working with the brothers. Why? Because their souls are dying and he's trying to save them. I told you guys, the Holy Spirit told me the ones that Satan thought he slayed are the ones that Father God's rising to slay Satan, they told me. Everything they tell me, I come and tell you. Shout out to the Holy Ghost, man. Shout out to the Holy Ghost. Shout out to the heavens. Shout out to my Father, the Creator, who art in heaven. My brother, just us. Shout out to my 13 tribe. Because it's because of them that they're telling me where to be for these people. They're telling me these people's souls are dying. Why everybody don't see it, man? This little girl right here can see it. There's too many brothers on the streets with no support. And you guys play dirty games with them. You play legal games. You put them on child support. You get them all wrapped up, man. It's not okay what you're doing to them. So my plea is to all the sisters out there, all the good sisters and all the in-between sisters that's got a little Jezebel, but you're a good woman. Let's stand up for our brothers. We have to pull them close. The elders say they want our warriors home, but they have to come into our arms. They have to come into our arms to come home. We have to be there for them. They've always been there for us. Men built the society and we were there a part of it. I'm tired of people disrespecting our brothers. I will always stand up for our brothers. I don't care who you are. You disrespect our brothers, we have to stand up as they stood up for us. You see, they didn't want to leave our homes. The government pushed them out of our homes. And then we did it too because we were like, okay, give us money. And then what? We lost everything. Our babies, none of them. In Windsor, Ontario, that's the highest place for the single father rates. And then what? We say men are trash. But no, the system's trash. The system's trash. Yo, and my people told me if they don't establish a relationship with the baby when they're little, yo, they don't. It's just another kid. So what are you guys doing to our brothers? You need to stop. More will come out. And I will continue on and keep talking about how much you hurt our brothers out here. Believe that. And that ain't even a threat. That's a promise. Because there's some dirty things you guys are doing to our people out here. You guys are letting our brothers die on the side. And everybody just looks at them like it's their fault. Nah. Because see, we're not stupid. Even like in different elements of the situation. Like I learned about this when the boys don't have support first, like long time ago when I was working with the youth and stuff. And then every time a female would get pregnant, the brother would be villainized. And I started an organization out where I was to support the brothers. No, we love you, you know? Let's give you support. You keep villainizing the men. What do they have to stand up on? It makes a man stronger to show his emotions than to cry. It makes a man stronger to be with his family. It makes it stronger for him to have support. So I just want to beg everybody out there from my heart, stand up for the men around you. We're not talking about the busters and the dusters. Let them be on the side with the stay asleepers. We're talking about our real men that's all around us. They've been in our eyes this whole time. Everybody just keeps passing them by. And I heard something from a cowboy redneck one time. He said something so profound to me. He said that nobody knows what kind of troubles are inside a man. Nobody can handle what's inside a man, the worries, the troubles, and everything that he carries on his shoulders. And they keep that quiet for us. They're stoic. Women, we're emotional. We get to do all that. And they still stand there and they guard us and let us go through what they get through. So big up to all the men up there, yo. And sisters, get your stuff together and stand for your men. Stand for your men. Stand for your brothers. Stand for your men. Because the system ain't standing for our men. Ain't nobody else standing for our men. And our men are falling on the sides right into these graves, man. That's why the suicide rate is really high. It's the highest in the indigenous community. And our brothers across the board from any culture, they get it the hardest. And what society's doing to them, trying to push them off and trying to erase what they've done. Look at our society. Look at these buildings. I ain't seen not one female. I ain't seen not one woman. I ain't seen not call us whatever you want. Yo, I ain't seen not one of y'all busting these buildings at 5, 6 in the morning in the cold carrying these hard concrete. None of y'all can do it. And I don't give a damn you say there's one. Okay, one can't build a city and a colony. Like, I keep hearing the feminists out there. I don't care if you don't like what I say. I'm speaking for my brothers. We need them. They've built this society for us. Yes, women need their rights, but so do our men. Now we got to flip it back. All that talk about women's rights, you stumped on the man's rights. Where's the man's rights now? So I'm going to continuously, I've been talking about that from the last few shows because I keep meeting brothers that their souls are crushed. And Father God has me work with them and bringing their lights to life so that they want to live for one more day. And if I don't get a chance to reach to them or other people don't get a reach to them, sometimes they don't live through that next day. I know too many of them now. And you guys all do too. So stop playing blind because you're all guilty. Everybody who looks on a brother that's suffering, you're guilty if you didn't help them. And we know the system's guilty for damn sure. Every one of y'all hurting our brothers out here. So anyways, we're going to get on to a song. This is Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Standing up for the brothers like good. What's up? Kicking out the Jezebels, because that's what timing is. Yo, it's 2026, yo. Kick them Jezebels to the side. It's facts. Kick them Jezebels to the side. What song do you guys want to hear? Let's put a bang. My family's eating while I tranced out with the Holy Spirit. They're having hamburger and rice. We're going to take a call, yo. Hello? Hello? Hi. You want to go live? Okay, give me a second, brother. Hello? Let's see where he's at. Go ahead, you're on air.
Yo, just want to shout out my homie, a couple of my homies over there in NYC and then my other homies in Stoney. His name's AJ, yo, free him, yo. Free my homie Xander Bird, my homie CK, my homie Cowboy, my homie Laren, and my homie Jay Money.
Yeah.
And can I request a song for them?
Yeah, brother, we'll play your song first. And what do you think about what I'm talking about, that brothers need more support?
I think that's a good thing, you know, and yeah, there's a lot of brothers that do need the support, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. You guys all need the support. If you guys just have more love, more support, more acknowledgement, more respect, more honor, like, and look what you guys are already doing. You're doing it. You're still trying to be there for us without it. Can you imagine what you guys can do with that? The women got to step their game up. What is the song?
It's called The Market by Casper TNG.
The Market. Let's check it out, brother.
Market
by what?
The Market by Casper TNG.
Casper TNG?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all always come up with some bangers. Go ahead.
I just want to shout out to Thunderbird Jr. It's my tag three brothers in there, yo.
Facts. Shout out to everybody, yo.
Yeah. Shout out all the units, man.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
For sure. Okay, bye. God bless. Bye. And so that's something else I want to say that's very key, too. We have all these brothers calling in all the time. The sisters call in, but the brothers are the ones sending each other love. The brothers are supporting each other. The brothers are saying, keep your head up, you know. We know what you're going through, brother. Like, keep going. The brothers are supporting themselves while everybody else is spitting on them and dishonoring them. And so may the Creator keep strengthening our men as we stand beside them and help them strengthen themselves and strengthen our families, man. They're tremendous. We can't have them without us. No matter what the government say or feminists say. So that's my take on it, yo. And that's my opinion. Res Vibe Connections in the house. And here we go. I'm the colonizer's villain. 2026. Let's get it, yo. Raise our brothers up. We're going to play this for our brother, the market. Let's roll with it. We got a sister on the air, so we're going to go ahead and get her on. Go ahead, sister. You're here, yo.
Hello.
Yo,
what's up?
Yo, what's good, sister?
Yeah, I'm calling from Women's Headingley.
Love that. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. So I just want to do a couple shout-outs and make some requests, if that's cool.
For sure, sister.
I want to request King Von Why He Told.
Yes. Okay, hold on. Let me write this down. Hold on.
Okay, then.
King Von, why he told. Okay.
Yo, am I live right now?
Yeah, you are, sister. Go ahead. King Von, why he told. Go ahead.
Yeah. And it's Kia Maria calling.
Hold on.
I want to shout out to all these girls in Headingley, mainly Shafi. I want to shout out to my cousin Vanessa. My roommate Bianca, and Wendy, of course. And yeah, just everyone that's locked up. Free us, you know?
Yes. Yeah, sister.
Except number 10. Just kidding. No, free everybody.
Facts, sister. You guys hear what I'm talking about?
I listen. I can hear what you're talking about.
And what do you think about it?
Yo, I got to lock up. They're yelling at me to lock up. But, yo, thanks for answering the call, and have a good night.
Thank you, sister. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Dang, just when we were about to get to the goods. But that's okay. We got another call coming in. We'll get him in right now. It's never enough time, but we'll make it work. Yo, go ahead, brother. You're on air. My phone could be messed up. Can you hear me? I don't know. Hold on a minute. I'll give him. Yo, call me at 204 Spinups. 204 Spinups. You guys can also holler at me on my TikTok, yo, and Facebook, man. Let's get these colonizers. Hello? We got another call coming in. I got him calling in from all ends. Let's get it. Hello? Give me a second, y'all. We got problems with the... Yeah, you got through, bro. What's good? Res Vibe here. Chilling like a villain, a colonizer's villain. You want to go live? Let's get it. Go ahead, brother. You're live on air.
I'm live on air right now?
Yeah.
Yo, this is, where are we? This is Tyson Daniels. James. And, Harrison. From Mount Saints First Nation.
That's what's up.
Yo, I want to request a song, yo. Can I request a song?
Yes, brother. We're going to get you right in there. Give me 1 second.
A couple songs, and I'm going to hand the phone off to the bros here.
Yeah, brother. Give me 1 second, yo. I want to know also. I want to know, what are you guys, what's going down, like, for what I'm talking about? Can you guys hear what I'm talking about?
We can't hear your thing in the basement here.
You can't hear it?
No, we can't hear it.
Well, let me tell you what I'm talking about. So what I'm talking about, what I'm talking about right now is that our brothers need more support. The men and the boys, the Jezebels need to step back. The good women need to step up. We need to protect them. The government took them out of our homes with welfare, all these different programs, told us kick your man out or you get a check. They've done that in every city, America and Canada, to push you guys out. I asked my 9-year-old daughter here, I said, what do the brothers need? And the men, she says she sees a lot of them on the streets. And it was just, this whole show is just talking about stand up and protect our brothers. We want our brothers, like we want, the elders want our warriors home, but they have to come into our arms and we have to be there for them. That's what I just literally been talking about.
Oh, that's nice.
What do you think about that? You think brothers need more support?
Yeah, I think brothers need more support. For what do we need support for, bro?
Just everything, man. Love, care, compassion, acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Letting you
love,
guys have
care,
a voice.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Telling
that it's wrong to tell men that it's wrong, that you're a coward and weak to cry when it's time to show emotion, that it makes you stronger as a man to show emotion. I also discussed that the society we live on is built by men and is continuously built by men, and not a nan feminist was out there at 5 a.m. busting the concrete to build these buildings. And we need our men, and we're trying to preserve our men. Everybody else wants their men a certain way. A lot of them want them feminized. They want them different ways. Everybody can be how they want, but we have our men a certain way, and we're trying to preserve them and love them that way. Also, let them be who they want to be, but it's all about supporting men. Everybody has failed the men, and we're trying to be there for them now.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, yeah.
Okay, let me get your song done.
And,
hold on a minute. You know me, Res Vibe Connections up here kicking some colonization dirt, but we got to get it out there. Also, do you guys know, what's his name? Hold on a second.
He knows what?
Sorry.
Can you say that again?
I'm just trying to find the song you guys were asking me for. Hold on a second. I was talking about, Dakota Spence. Do you guys know Dakota Spence? That's one of our brothers. He just passed away a couple days ago. They're having a sacred fire for him. And many, Dakota Spence. Yeah, he was a Skabe at Main Street Project Detox, brother. And so, Yeah. And so not just that, every brother that I come across in the streets, they're hurting, they're suffering, and God sends certain of us in to help them lift up their lights and give them care, you know, spiritual protection. But our brothers are suffering. So this whole show is just about stand up for our brothers, recognize their suffering and help them and love them, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Respect them and honor them and stop playing them out here, you know, because the government has done it, the families, the women have done it. Everybody is a piece of the pie tearing our men down, and I'm not for it. I stand up for men, and our men and our brothers need more support. There's the highest rate of suicide is in the indigenous community, and it's not, there's many reasons why. It's not their fault, and it's been a design, and we got to break this design, yo, like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I'm just writing your brother's song down. He said something. He wants King Von. What?
I think he said Money Bag Yo, Ocean Spray.
First he said King Von something.
He said King Von there, bro. Who wanted King Von, you?
Yep, from Shadows, bro. We're just trying to get the song in.
He isn't.
King Von, Why He Told. That's the song your brother just asked for. Is there okay. another one?
Moneybag Yo, Ocean Spray. He's trying to ask for some shout-outs if I could shout
to. Yeah, you guys can pass the whole phone around. We ain't on colonizer's time. Hold on. Moneybag Ocean Spray?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Pass this up. Pass the phone around to all your brothers in there. Let's hear the brothers.
What do I, like, they just want me to shout them out. Like,
go ahead. Name. It's all you, brother.
Okay, we got Harrison Bolio here. Shout out to him, and then shout out to James Zabinski, Aaron Kiefer, all the way from Split Lake.
That's what's up.
And Tyson Daniels, yeah, from Winnipeg.
Love that.
And, yeah, that's about it.
Well, thank you guys for your big hearts, because you guys are holding your brothers down, you know. And through it all, you guys are sending so much love through this show. And I'm really proud of you guys, man, for your hearts and your souls.
Okay, here's Harrison, 1 second.
For sure.
Michael. Hello?
What up, though?
Yo, what's going on?
Just chilling.
Just chilling?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Are you the one that... Huh?
What?
No, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I just wanted to say thanks for everything and bringing up all this stuff about what needs to be done and stuff.
Yes, brother. We have to. We have to speak up or it's never going to stop. Yeah. Like, I'm never going to stand aside while these people keep spitting on our brothers. I'm not. And there's not a Jezebel I won't stand up against. And I'm tired of them, you know. Keep your fast self over there in the fast lanes and leave our families alone, yo.
I know. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We know Jezebel's ruined our brothers' lives. It just takes one. And she can tear everything up. They love chaos. They love trouble. They love drama. They love hurting people. They're just a bunch of leeches, yo. Vampires.
For sure.
Spirit, you know what
they
I mean?
They are, too, yeah.
You know, they just want your energy. They just want your money. They just want to use you. It's nothing about, can I feed you? Can I love you? Can I help you? It's, ooh, what can I break up? And what kind of fire can I start?
Yeah.
Those kind of women don't last around my kind. We don't even play with them. We just let them go in wherever they want to go. They're not allowed around us, yo. Okay, so any song you also I want to hear or anything else you want to say? What do you guys think about the brothers, man? What can we do to help you guys?
What can we do to help the brothers?
Bro? Yeah, man. The women obviously need to stand up more. I'm dead on. And I'm dead serious.
We need to support each other and... stick together.
Yes.
And just listen to each other and try.
Yes.
Try to figure out the best situation out of the one we're in right now.
Yes, brother. And you know all I heard.
All my relations.
Yes, brother. That's so powerful, and I'm so thankful you said that, because let's remind the viewers, you're in the bottom of Headingley and you can't hear the show, but yet what you're saying and where we are, you are part of the show whether you can hear it or not, and we needed to hear that, because I also, what I heard in is, you guys don't, all you know is supporting each other, that's all you have is to support each other through it, help us get through it, that's what I'm saying, people have failed you, you're supposed to have way more than support than just you brothers, but thank God you guys are strong enough to hold each other's down, the bro code, you know? I'm very thankful about that. You guys are tremendous, and you guys have to keep pushing through. We see you. The real women in the community see you as spiritual warriors. We see you guys. We're trying to help you guys come back to your families and stay away from them Jezebels, yo.
For sure.
So you wanted to hear King Von, why he told?
What song, bro? Money Bag Yo Ocean Spray.
Money Bag Ocean Spray.
Money Bag Yo.
Money Bag Yo.
Ocean Spray.
Ocean Spray. I'm sorry, when you say Ocean Spray, I think about cranberry juice. You see how advertisement got us? All them cranberry juice always got some, like, ocean water spraying, yo. Colonizers got me. Okay, Money Bag, yo, Ocean Spray. Yeah, I'll play that for you guys right now.
Okay, RIP to my brother's sister, Tony Lynn Daniels.
I'm listening.
What happened? She passed away in November.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I can give a shout out to my sister, eh?
Yeah, this is your time, brother.
My sister Peyton Boyle. She has a little hustle going on Facebook. It's called Hustle and Heels. And that's her hustle.
What is it?
It's bingo. She runs a bingo online.
Love that.
And she's that's how she makes her.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool, my brother.
It's fair.
That's what's up.
Everybody has the same chance of winning.
That's cool, brother. Hey, as long as it's legal as a seagull, you know, you can mention it on here.
It's called Hustle and Heels.
Cool, man. I love that.
If people like playing bingo.
I love that. She said hustling heels. I'd be like hitting the punching bag in my heels. I lift weights hitting my heels. I do all kinds of things in my heels, yo. Like, we're rough riders in this mug. But yeah, I respect that, yo. We can do everything in our heels.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's what her thing is called, hustling heels.
Yeah. I want you to convey, like, just let your brothers know that, you know, we really care about you guys. And we're trying to do better. We're trying to support you guys. We're trying to make more programs to be there for you guys. Like, literally, my family's making programs. Everybody else is making organizations. How can we support you guys more? Just know that we love
That's
you guys.
What we do need, though, is there, like, more programs and, drug programs, basically, mostly.
Yeah.
Most things.
Uh-huh.
And, like, anger management.
Mm-hmm. That's something Kiyu just said, because there's a lot of brothers that I'm counseling, and guess what? They're taking all these programs that you're saying, but they're dancing around the issue. The Holy Spirit told me they're not taking domestic abuse violence classes out here in this. I'm going to be honest with you, brother. Out here, I've seen more men beaters than I have anywhere else. I've seen a lot of abusive men here too, so it's not either or. It's not which is bad. But back home, where I come from, it's the men beat the women. Out here, I've been seeing nothing but like women beating men, and it goes back and forth. It's so nasty. But you're right. We need more programs for the brothers, for the sisters. But you can't, if you're abused, you need domestic support. So I just want to say to you, brothers, like, please, you know, like, it's not your fault. We don't look down on you. And if you have been abused, please speak up, because I know majority of the time people don't believe you guys, but people are starting to believe you guys. I believe you, and you got to get your voices out there. We want to hear it. We want to help you heal, man. Stop letting these Jezebels getting away with this abuse, man.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, bad.
I know. So we just got to keep helping each other, like you said. Keep helping each other. Keep pushing through. I'm proud of you guys, man. All the time you guys call in with such love and compassion in your hearts. Like, man, you guys are tremendous. You have the Creator in you. It shines through so much, because you know you guys have been through hell and back and still going through it. And look how much love you guys can push through the airwaves. I respect that.
Love, not hate.
Yes, love, not hate, brother. Yeah, which they, let's
love
talk.
Not.
Yes, love, not hate. In the beginning of Res Vibe Connections, it was all about hate. And then after we talked and we worked through it, now everybody's like, yo, shout out to my haters. Love our haters. Yeah. So, yeah, we've come a long way, all of us together. We're trying to heal.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. How do you think, yeah. Justice? What do you think? Say hi.
Hi.
Justice is saying hi to you guys. She's 9 years old up here at the radio station, yo. So I'm going to get your song on right now, okay? More Bag Yo Ocean Spray.
Money Bag Yo Ocean Spray, yeah.
Yeah, man. Do it right now for you.
And Reflections.
And Reflections?
By the same guy.
Okay, brother. I'll check it out right now.
You have 1 minute remaining for this call.
That's too bad.
Whole 15 minutes.
I know. Took it all. Did you? I was so upset just as much as you, brothers. They can't even hear us talk. They're in the bottom of Headingley. They're in the bottom of Headingley, and they can't hear us. So isn't that so grand and so amazing and so spiritual that the Creator, our Father, brought them from the basement to the radio, and we got to connect on the show while they couldn't even hear it. We have another brother that's trying to call in, and I can't get a hold of him. Sorry.
Hello?
Hello. What you got to say, baby? What's going on in your heart? I see your spirits talking.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Yo, what up? For sure, brother. Give me one sec. Go ahead, brother. You're on air.
Yo, I just want to show my dog, Isaiah, yo. My dog and Isaiah and Rival, yo. I want to show you niggas, yo. And, can I request a song, yo? I requested it last week, but I didn't get through, you know, so.
Yes, brother. Give me one second.
Hold on,
brother.
Yep.
Give me one second. I need paper. Yeah, there's probably not going to be in any of there, but that's okay.
Yo, can you play Lethal by It's Parkdale?
Okay, I'm putting it in for you right now. Give me one second.
Lethal, it's Parkdale?
Lethal, it's what?
It's Parkdale.
Oh, it's Parkdale? Lethal?
Yeah.
Lethal.
And yo, my homie wants to say some things too.
Okay, hold on, brother. Let me make sure I got your song. Lethal, it's Parkdale. Yeah, brother, I got it. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Yo, my homie wants to say something.
Okay.
Yo, from the last call, yo, I forgot to shout out my homie CeeLo.
What up, though?
Yo.
Yeah, man, shout out to them.
Yeah. And, yo, can I request another song?
Yes, give me one second. Shout out to our brothers, man. You guys need more support, and we're trying to do that. So just know that. We know that the system has done you guys wrong, and we're trying to acknowledge that and just send you guys love, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's wrong what everybody's done to you guys. And you guys are so tremendous. You keep pushing through against all odds. It's like, no matter what, you guys are doing it by yourselves. And you guys are always calling in to, like, big up each other. It's tremendous to me. Because I know it's you guys doing it. Colin, as you said, you're not even capable of doing that. Criminology 101. Okay, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Casper.
Go
ahead. What song do you want, brother?
It's called... Go and Get It by Lil Barrett.
Okay, hold on.
I just want to shout out all my tax-free brothers in Thunderbird, Joe, again.
Yo, I just want to shout out all my guys, yo, all my Stephens, yo, you know?
Yes.
Free the guys. That's all I can say, yo.
Yeah, man, free the guys, free our brothers, free our men. What's the song you're asking? I'm ready for it.
Oh, Go and Get It by Lil Barrett.
Lil Barrett?
Yeah.
Lil Barrett, and what's it called?
Go and Get It.
Go and Get It.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Lil Barrett. I think but it's, no, man. How do you spell Lil Barrett?
L-I-L.
Okay, that's where I'm
B-E-R-E-E-E. Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Lil, and then B-E what?
B-E-R-E-E-E.
E-E or E-T-T. Oh, I see. See if I can find it now, because it showed up Prince. I'm like, that ain't what we looking for. Oh, I found it. Is it Lil Barrett featuring Loski? Go and Get It.
Yeah.
Okay, my brothers. Yeah, man, we'll start rolling these songs through.
All right.
Yeah.
Yo. Oh yeah. Also want to shout out DG and SK too, yo. Freedom.
Yeah, man. Free to guys.
All right, see all the guys, yo.
Yes.
All
right. Amen. Thank you.
Peace.
Peace out. Peace out in hair grease. All right, so let's get these songs. We're just going to start rolling them three through, and then we'll catch up with our songs, all right? Let's get it. Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Chilling with my family.
Here's Justice.
Let's get it, yo. Big ups to all the brothers out there, all the men. If you know a man, you know a brother, you know another soul, show them some honor, show them some respect, show them some care, show them some validation, some acknowledgement. Just show them some love, yo. And keep them Jezebels away.
The coupe came with a masseuse.
What it mean?
They mean a seize massage.
Where you at?
Out of sight, but I'm still in the loop.
Doing what?
Calling shots in the bed with a Barbie.
Boss.
If they trap me in here, I'ma shoot.
Bah.
Fuck around and forget I'm an artist.
Fuck.
In the Sprite, I'ma pour up a deuce.
Walk.
28 for a paint, what they charge me.
Taxi.
Can't leave the streets cause I'm deep in.
Deep in.
Supposed to be saving, I keep spending. I told my bitch she can't be friendly.
Nah, nah.
She called me daddy, my deep in. When she wanted, she demanded. She a little savage like Randy.
Demon.
Neck full of water, Titanic.
Sinking.
Fly than you, I just landed.
Go.
Everything purple, I do it for Nooski. They were my hitter, my dog, my Scooby. I ate a Waikisha, the bottle of Gooey. I didn't get high to the point I look stupid. Driving a Rari today, I feel coopy. You with a street nigga, stop acting bougie. You say you love me, then make sure I'm good. You say you riding, and that's overstood. I left some real niggas in the hood. I bring them all with me if I could. Don't see them with me no more than they blew it. Won't fuck with nobody more than I should. It's a new piece, yesterday's ice, not today's ice.
Look,
one show cost a two piece. Yesterday's price, not today's price.
Big bag,
hey, I'm juiced up.
I'm juiced up.
Ocean spray,
ocean spray.
I'm pulled up,
I'm pulled.
Let's drink some more today.
Some more to lean.
I'm high now, might float away if I was outside now.
Outside now.
I'm vibed out, new Cartier's had my eyes now.
My eyes.
Some memos gon' pull up and wet you up.
Brr, what that?
Ocean spray,
ocean spray.
Don't give a fuck where you catch him at anyway.
He gotta go today,
go today. Let's ride now, let's load shit up and go slide now.
And slide now.
Can't hide now when they walk down busting that fire now.
Do you know how I feel to come from nothing?
She starving, your stomach and back is touching.
Them niggas ain't me, that's another subject.
Nah.
These bitches love me cause they know I'm thuggin'.
That's for sure. Told me she cry every night about me. I barely tell her thank you, I don't appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
I just won't burn your head, yeah, cremation, baby. I don't want your relation. I want, then I don't want to stop, then I'm back on it. Every day I'm fighting temptation. Kept it 100, stay humble, then hustled, then turned into a global sensation.
Big speaker.
I'm smoking backwoods, counting up back in. So far, I counted up 120.
Buck 20.
Switches and Draco, Glock 10, FN. I want all smoke, 420.
Go ahead, try it.
I'm juiced up,
I'm juiced up.
Ocean spray,
ocean spray.
I'm pulled up,
I'm pulled.
Let's drink some more today,
some more to lean.
I'm high now, might float away if I was outside now.
Outside now.
I'm vibed out, new Cartier's had my eyes now.
My eyes.
Some memos gon' pull up and wet you up.
Brr, what's that?
Ocean spray,
ocean spray.
Don't give a fuck where you catch him at anyway.
He gotta go today,
go today.
Let's ride now, let's load shit up and go slide now.
And slide now.
Can't hide now when they walk down, busting that fire now.
Whoa, whoa.
I had a go and get it. Money and clothes drip. I roll dope dealers, and I got. Fell in love with her, grinding my life. I was broke, I was eating that rice. Then I switch out my play overnight. Like a blend, I ain't talking no kite. Through my brain, I ain't switching no sight. Like a version, my circle be tight. I been hurting, I gotta go slide. And I'm doing alright on my own. With a white in the bag like it's foam. In the sky and I feel like a drone. Hit it like with a mask and we gone. And I stay in the field like a cone. I was making them calls on the phone. In the trap, I was trapping at home. Fuck a cop, yeah, you know I can't fold. I had to go and get it. Money and clothes drip.
Designer on all my shoes. She cheat on her man. But she not supposed to. From 13, been with it on question. From 15, that shot in my weapon. Archie smarts for young, we've been pressing. You don't get money, go get up and get it.
I'm on a mission to grind and get. Want me a match to feel like it's heaven. I had a fight, then I turned into seven. Whip up a three just to feel like I'm Kevin. I play kids just like Indiana. Spoke on my way, I call it gelato. Pockets on beats, I just hit the lotto. Hype in that thing and I better go faster. I had to go and get it. Money and clothes drip. I roll dope dealers, and I got cold hitters. Hit my bro and get it, and she a gold digger. I took her home and hit it. I don't smoke no midgets, yeah. Money and clothes, I'm dripping, yeah.
Locked it, feed up. Tryna make out the hood from re-ups. Don't cut my block, get teed up. Catch a fish, fake trim and a line up. Catch us in the streets, can't find us. We post not park, don't mind us. We burning them blocks, we sending them shots. Them boys, them blue, can't catch us. We post not blocks, trap so fast and the cops just watch. Block too hot when you selling them rocks. You can get whipped like a dope in a pot. Don't blame me, cause I'm right for my block. Your heart so cold, make your heartbeat drop. Drop on my pole, cause it's cold in the north. You can get caught like it, you can get dropped. Give me the drop. Time to leave the weapon. And when we rolling deep, I got the guns up in this section. And just to let you fuckers know, my team, we never lacking. I'm rolling with this beam and now my clip is fucking standard. Just to let you know, I'm way too lethal. We make them easy free throws. Pour the hole in like a bagel. I just like an eagle. When we shooting sounds like missiles, we solving all these riddles. Yeah, my head is way too fish. You better run when you hear the missiles. We take it and go. Plug set by more bonds for the low. Profits come when you're more consistent. When you stay matching up with your flow. We can't stay in the same old pocket. If it's not H's, then it gotta go. Who told you to call my lane? And where was you? No, got my own. Up in the traffic, niggas be capping. Tell me what you done and there for the block. Soon as it happens, niggas be dodging. Run them down, can't stay in the block. Posting the field, then niggas get watched. Out of bounds, and then niggas get dropped. Run them down, cause the niggas want talk. While we unloading all this blocks. High like Aladdin, no space for landing. While we popping perky's automatic. We doing drills and boy, we love the statics. Ripping fast. We dripping down in ice designer, but we living lavish. The ops, they broken, keep on talking, put them in the casket. Now watch out, four man's deep when we pop out. Blue flag on me on lines down. Big C cutting your dust bust down. Pack came in, yeah, that's a touchdown. One day, 20 bands, we up now. Cause the niggas want talking, pull up. Guarantee when the niggas gon' crowd low. We posting on blocks and set up the shops. And you know I'm mad, bitch, I'm from the peace. Come check out, you know the packs for the low. Hell yeah, down to the heat. Niggas want talk, but they don't really know. Life on the block is so damn cold. Smoke my blunt, get high, get stoned. I keep on talking, my shooter unknown. I'm way too lethal. We make them easy free throws. Pour the hole in like a bagel. I just like an eagle. When we shooting sounds like missiles. We solving all these riddles. Yeah, my head is way too fish. You better run when you hear the missiles. We take it and go. Plug set by more bucks for the load. Profits come when you're more consistent. When you stay matching up with your flow. We can't stay in the same old pot. If it's not H's, then it gotta go. Who told you to call my lane? And where was you? No, it's down my own.
One in five. 24 hours. Wrong place, man. Yeah.
Yo, this is Red's Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. That's how my blood rumbles when Jezebels roll on the scene. I just want to say two things. The Holy Spirit told me to play an Oliver Anthony song. Because, you know, our men, our brothers, they're always breaking their backs for their families. Shout out to every man out there who goes to work for his family, who takes care of his family, cares about his family, or does anything for anybody. Even your homies and your brothers, those are your family. So we have to acknowledge how our brothers and our men stand for us. They'll give their whole lives for us just so we can be okay. We need to give our lives for them so they can be okay. We all have our men and our families over the generations who have worked themselves to the bone, who have left this world early because of how much they work for us through their blood, sweat, and tears. The suicide rate is too high in our population of men and our brothers, our husbands, our everythings, our sons. Doesn't matter the title. They need to be acknowledged and valued. They continuously sacrifice for us. Against all odds. Broken hands, broken bodies, broken hearts, broken souls, and they still push through. No matter what that looks like for them. No matter what it looks like for us. And their way, they push through. And I'm sorry, our men need more respect. And they need to be honored. They're suffering. They're dying before our eyes. Their lights are dying. There's a reason why they're full of addiction and on the streets, man. It's not a choice. It's not a choice. They've been hurt. They've been abused. They've been devalued. They've been knocked down. They've been controlled. They've been played with as Jezebel puppets. And so now I play this song for every brother out there on Turtle Island and across Mother Earth. We appreciate you guys, and we thank you for everything you guys do for us. There's nothing like a hardworking man for his family. I know the feminists hate to hear that. Yo, let's get it. Shout out to women's rights. Shout out to men's rights. Yo, and no Sharia law on Turtle Island. Let me say that again. No Sharia law on Turtle Island. We shall not choose no other God before ours. We shall not take yours over our creator. We shall not put our heads on no plates, and we shall not take no Sharia law. I done told all the chosen ones anyways. I done told on y'all. At least now they can pray and be ready and go into sweat lodges and get stronger while you guys have dirty evil deeds against us, man. Here we go. Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Let's support our brothers.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be